दिस इज द डिक्टेशन फॉर अशोक भदवार, ASHOKBADHWAR, अशोक भदवार. द डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 7/2/2024. डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 1/16/1947. डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 7/18/2023. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on 7/18/2023 as a restaurant driver, where he was hit on passenger side T-bone. Leading to impact on the neck, mid-back, lower back, the both shoulders, and the left knee. The impact has caused severe pain, disability in ADLs. Patient also has incidental numbness of both the fingers. Today he is complaining of pain in the left thumb and decreased range of motion of the thumb. This complaint was not presented on the day of accident or the first visit that we had. It was not reported at that time. Now the patient reports that he has got a severe pain in the left thumb, is unable to bend it. He reports no accident or fall or jarring of the hand anywhere. Regarding his pain in the shoulder, they are still 7 to 8 and they are constant. No relief has been obtained so far. Although the patient also has not opted for any injection treatment with the steroids, he has also never come for cervical or lumbar epidurals. He was referred to Dr. Louis Redden, who is a spine surgeon. He recommended cervical spine surgery for the disc replacement, as well as he was provided laser treatment. And he has been doing neuropsych therapy. He has had some TBI for which psychotherapy is being provided. Other than that, patient is using a caseworker. His physical therapy is continuing, as well as he's also consulting a second neurosurgeon in California, as his family is all physicians. They've been provided with all the MRI reports and all the requirements to find out a solution. The patient may opt for surgery in California or in Michigan, or he may opt no surgery at all. He always has been talking that he doesn't want any surgery, neither for the neck nor for the lower back. At this time, patient does report numbness and tingling of both the feet at all the toes. He also reports numbness and tingling of all the fingers of both hands. He also has pain ongoing to the tune of 7 in the both shoulders, both elbows, both hands, neck, and the lower back, as well as in both knees and both ankle and feet. And patient is undergoing a conservative treatment as per his choice. Pain level is 7. ADLs are affected 7. 30% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. And for additional issues, substance abuse and compliance plan. In the physical examination, please mention that the blood pressure is 146 over 85, pulse 70, pulse ox is 98. And the rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 6/4/2024, dictation number 0606-024. The examination of the left thumb shows that the patient has a difficulty in having a flexion of the entire thumb at both the joints, interphalangeal and distal phalangeal. And tenderness is in the entire tendon area. It is difficult to figure out whether it is coming from rheumatoid arthritis or is it from some tendonitis. The patient has been referred to a primary care physician for this issue to rule out rheumatoid arthritis and even gout. The patient was explained in detail. And in further treatment, EMG report was available, and that describes that there is a presence of a carpal tunnel syndrome in both the wrist along with the median nerve, and also the ulnar nerve bilaterally is affected, for which again injections treatment have been recommended if conservative treatment doesn't work The patient has been trying this conservative treatment since 1 year ago and has only brought 30% relief. The patient has been highly recommended that his next best option may be to have 4 to 6 injections to epidural, 1 or 2 injections to the cervical, and 3 to 4 injections to both shoulders, both wrists, and both knee areas to bring further relief. The patient has not made up his mind. Once he lets us have a consent, we'll schedule him. Currently, he's allowed to continue therapy 2 times a week on the affected areas. He remains off work, housework replacement, case management has been ordered. His maps and labs have been reviewed and is found to be in compliance. Medications are provided for Mr. Ashok Badwar as follows. Mobic 7.5 mg once a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram 50 mg PRN for the pain relief. Aloe Vera 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, sleep and rest and pain relief. Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief and lidocaine ointment for pain relief. Topically, patient will be seen in 30 days time. Thank you. He may be referred to a hand surgeon if we find that his tendons are involved and it is related to auto injury. Right now, I am not able to establish that this is not coming from rheumatoid arthritis because this complaint was not there before. We have advised him to soak his hand in warm water and exercise with a soft ball. Thank you. He's wearing a wrist splint already.